Hello, Eagles fans. Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex for our continuing coverage of training camp. And unfortunately, Bo is not singing to the Black Eyed Peas right now like he was a few seconds ago. It really would spice up the training camp coverage. But nonetheless, we're certainly that's the case. And we're checking out the defensive backs. And it's going to be interesting to see how the teaching will occur this week in light of the 21 penalties that took place in Friday night's game. Of course, 10 by the Eagles, 11 by the Patriots, 29 calls, so 80 of them weren't even count towards the standings there. But nonetheless, what did you see from being there at Foxborough in terms of the way the referees were calling the game Friday night?
Well, the biggest thing to me was the reaction from the guys in the locker room afterwards. They were a little bit dumbfounded, and I mean, they realized that they're going to have to change the way they play. Brandon Boykin said, we're going to have to change our technique because if they're going to call it like this, we can't afford to get called for penalties like that. And Boykin was called for a few himself, which he was a little embarrassed about. Listen, it seems like if this is the way they're going to call it, then they're going to have to change the way they do things. Whether or not you agree with the rules, they have to play by them.
Certainly, that's what Chip Kelly said after the game, and that's the biggest question is, we've seen in the past points of emphasis where you'll see things enforced heavily in the preseason that doesn't carry over to the regular season. I wonder if that's going to be the case here as they go over. A welcome sight to the field is Nolan Carroll. Now, he's not going to probably be full go, but he is out there taking part in these individual drills. How important is it going to be to get him back in the mix from a depth perspective?
Very important. And I mean, listen, Curtis Marsh had a rough game the other night, but when you look at it, he's really fighting for the sixth or seventh cornerback spot. You've got Kerry Williams and Bradley Clutcher as your starters. Obviously, Brandon Boykin and Nolan Carroll is the guy who's going to step in and sort of fill all the different roles. And then you've got Jalen Watkins, who also still has to work his way back. But Nolan Carroll has been one of the more impressive players of the entire offseason for the Eagles. So getting him back speaks a lot for depth in the secondary.
Certainly, Kerry Williams had the interception, the pick six against Tom Brady the other night. Chip Kelly saying not concerned about the hamstring injury because he's going to be your guy in week one. So is there any chance, I wonder, could Nolan Carroll still battle Bradley Fletcher for a starting spot this late in the preseason? Or is at the point where Carroll maybe had a very good training camp, but just because he's not been on the field, has not been able to really make that a competition there for that second starting cornerback job.
I think you're probably right. I think he was probably forced in the coach's hands earlier in camp, but because he hasn't been able to practice for over a week now, it's sort of tough to make that move. But I think I wouldn't be surprised at some point this season if Nolan Carroll forces his way into a starting job.
So any concern from you, Bo, about whether it's the third and long situations that keep being converted, the pass defense overall from what you've seen in the first couple preseason games?
Not really. For me, I'm trying not to worry about anything that really happens in the preseason, aside from injuries. Otherwise,
correct,
the games are for player evaluation. They're not scheming. They're not, blitzing that exotically. Billy Davis is not going to really show his hand too much. I think the games are more about evaluating players than evaluating the scheme.
Anyone who has stood out to you? Anyone that you've been pleased by their progress or development throughout the course of camp here? Yes, secondary.
That's a good question, I guess. Earl Wolf has played well, and I think this is a big year for him in his second season. Now that he's comfortable in the scheme, I think he's a little bit more physical than he was last year. Nate Allen actually has taken a step forward in my mind as well, also more physical than we've seen him be in the past. So I think the safety position as a whole is in just a much better shape than it was last season.
I think overall the secondary is much deeper as a whole, but I think the depth of the secondary really starts, or at the safety position, really starts with Malcolm Jenkins solidifying that top spot. And we saw how he came out physical, taking charge in that opener against the Bears. I think it just really set the tone that allows Nate Allen, that allows Earl Wolf and those other guys to have someone who knows what they're doing, can take charge in the back, has that leadership experience, has that playmaking ability, so that Nate Allen and Earl Wolf can kind of complement what Jenkins does back there. And something that the Eagles haven't had is that one guy to count on so that Nate Allen could flourish alongside him. So,
how about you? Anybody else jump out to you?
I'm trying to think here. Not so much from the defensive back. I'm just very happy that Jenkins, to me, has been the real deal to this point. I think that was the one thing that you're looking for is could they get that safety position settled there? And I think that's the most important thing to come out of this camp. I like the development from Brandon Boykin. You know, you mentioned he's been called for some of the penalties. I think it's a good learning experience for him here going through some of that. I think it's just going to make him overall player. But again, we saw him work a lot outside because of the injuries on Friday night against New England. You're going to see him in the slot. I mean, he's going to be the one to work in the middle of the field where he was able to cause so much damage last year. So I think that experience on the outside is good for developing his overall game. But I just think that you're just going to see him flourish that much more when he's put back in his natural nickel spot.
And the only other guy that I would mention is Jalen Watkins, the rookie, even though he's not practicing right now. He's flashed a little bit for me, and I think that the future is bright for him. And it's good that he's not going to have to be forced into a position where he's going to have to play right away. I think he can sit back and learn. Obviously, he's versatile. He can play corner. Obviously, he can play inside as well. And then in college, he plays safety, so maybe that's something he'll do down the road. But I think for him right now, it's special teams, but I think he's shown some flashes that I think speak well of his future.
I think it's great perspective on your part, Bo, to say that he's coming into a situation where he's not being forced into the lineup right away. I really was proud of how he had some struggles in that preseason opener against Chicago, and then still battle back to make that interception, which was a heck of an interception with the way he flashed his hands on that play. Certainly for someone to go through the downs and be able to have that strength mentally to bounce back like that is something that's very mature, especially from a rookie in that position who's, you know, going through a big adjustment period, learning the couple of different positions here. So certainly I agree, and I would love to see him get to continue more and develop more here in the preseason. Don't know if that'll be the case. Maybe we'll see him for the final game against the Jets in that preseason finale, but certainly very, very good start at least for Jalen Watkins here.
Bill Davis so that he also was impressed by how Jalen Watkins bounced back from getting beat for that long touchdown when he really just missed the jam and the short little guy on Ferris ran past him. But that's a technique thing, and obviously that's something that you don't expect to happen again.
You can teach it. That's the biggest thing. And that's the toughest thing is I think fans want to see the finished product right now, and they have to say that that's not what this is. Guys are being put in situations that they may not be put in the regular season just so coaches can see how they do in those circumstances. So that's why I think you're seeing guys like the other night. Curtis Marsh was out there on an island. Are you going to see that, him being your, sixth cornerback during the course of the season? No, probably not. But you want to give the guy a chance to get the reps and see how far they've come along, how they develop, and, you know, how they handle adversity out there on the field. Because at some point during the season, you're going to have injuries. You're going to have situations where guys are going to have to step up and fill different roles. So you want them to be as versatile as possible when you face those.
Absolutely, and that'll do it for our look at the defensive backs for Chris McPherson. I'm Bo Wolf from PhiladelphiaEagles.com.